Good day, Richard. How are you, mate?
Good morning, Dave.
It's a new year on the Maturity Podcast with a new intro track.
Yes, that's right. A lot of new things. It is nice to meet with you for a podcast chat again. It has been a while.
It has.
Just a hectic January, February.
It really has been. Maturity's kicked off. So lots of us are starting new growth groups, old growth groups coming back together. New year, there's a lot of excitement, a bit of anxiety, that type of thing.
Yeah, at HBC at least, there is a great bunch of growth group leaders and L2s and people in the maturity ministry. And very excited to have people on the team, regulars, returners, first timers. So our AM PM late groups are underway, and our uni church groups start this week with the uni calendar.
Very exciting. Now, we're talking this week, starting off the year nice and fresh, with kind of mood and music.
Yeah.
Which is really important for understanding the Bible.
Well, mood and music, this is your strong suit, Dave. I'm very much a Times New Roman sort of guy. And if I'm feeling crazy, I'll put things in bold or increase the font size.
But settle down.
Yeah. This is your strong suit. So I'm listening and learning today.
Well, part of this is you've wanted to love people well. As you think about your growth group, so take us through your kind of thinking about your growth group. What are the things that you do to help the mood work well in the room, the atmosphere?
Yeah, well, I agree that this is valuable. And people coming up, they're anxious, they want to be put at ease, they were looking to build relationships, they don't want to feel awkward and uncomfortable. So it's a loving thing for the leader to help them, even if it's not a strong point of mine. But the things I do around my place is we have a men's group, so I invite people into the kitchen to help with to get coffee or tea or
be part of actively doing something.
Yeah. The kitchen is a very homey, friendly part of
one of the things I find with guys when I have blokes over in our house, I will hardly even ask them if they mind helping out.
No.
I'll just go, hey, can you finish, here's the milk, can you pour it, and I'll hand it to them. Like, it's just, and that's like, yeah, sure, no worries.
They like to do things.
Yeah.
In fact, a few years ago, one of the guys in my group, Richard, who's down at the Lake Congregation, first night there, I got him to tighten the hex screws on our IKEA furniture. It was a bit wobbly. I just gave him the Allen key and said, oh, look, this chair's fine. It just needs a tighten. So.
Yeah, that's right.
I think that was fine.
Yeah, they almost don't like being asked. They just want to, being asked and giving them an option, it's like, why do you think I wouldn't want to do this? Of course I want to. Yeah. So anyway, so there's something as they walk in. I think this is one of those things that as growth group leaders, different growth group leaders are going to have different ideas of what is awkward. I run on this principle, right? That people are going to find the situation more awkward than I am.
Okay.
That I am my measure of awkwardness is probably less attuned than what other people are.
That's just something you've learnt from experience or something.
Yeah. I've kind of gone, if I think it's not awkward, that doesn't mean other people think it's not awkward.
Okay. Yep. You're trying to get yourself in the shoes of other people.
Yeah. So I've got a high awkwardness tolerance.
Yeah. that would be true. Yeah.
Yeah. And so you don't necessarily know what other people in the group are finding awkward. And so that's why, so for us, we go, okay, so when people arrive, are turning up at the house, we want to have stuff already in the process. So we want to have the kettle already started.
Yep.
And we want music already on.
Yep.
Music playing as people arrive. What do you think?
Yes, I think it's a good idea. I haven't been 100% successful in having it on, but the last few weeks, I've managed to get a bit of music happening.
Yeah. Have you noticed the change? Have you noticed what happens when it's on and when it's not?
Not so much.
Yeah, okay.
It could be a men's group For me, guys, not heaps aware, but
I presume you're playing the Beastie Boys or something like that.
I have been greatly blessed finding these internet sort of things that where you can just down have moods and genres and things like that.
So pretty organized playlists.
I don't need to be cool or know anything cool. I can just press the
rely on other
the genre
coolness.
Of friendly ambience or
that's right
something like that. So that's made it really easy.
Mm. Do you have the music playing during this party?
No.
Okay, so at what point do you turn it off?
When I want to start the prayer time or the first thing.
Yeah. So is turning the music off a signal to people that...
Oh, probably. I don't know if they're that attuned, but it is... it is... yeah, it does signal something.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's great and it's easy to use and it's one way of putting people at ease.
Yeah.
What do you do with music?
I think for loads of people... Walking into a quiet room, if someone's already anxious about being coming somewhere new, maybe joining a new group, being in a quiet room and there being silence is kind of scary.
Yeah, I think particularly for first time new things, quietness is a bit scary.
Yeah, and so the ideal situation is that having music on when you arrive just helps people feel a bit more relaxed. That's one thing music does. Music speaks to an emotional aspect of us that partly helps us relax unless you're playing really heavy music and that kind of thing. But, you know, relaxed music helps you relax.
It does. I think for musically minded people as well, it's very awkward for them not to be not around music.
Yes.
These are the sort of people who always have music on in the car.
Yes.
Or study with music on.
Yeah, that's right.
Or are sort of humming a thing in their head.
Yeah.
These people exist. That's what I hear about them. And so it's a loving thing for them just to have some music going on.
So even the point that we've had in groups when we're doing a study, so when we do something like the Swedish method where you've got to work through something on your own in quietness, we'll just do a quick survey of the group saying, hey, do you guys want music on for this?
Really?
Yeah. And invariably, 80, 90% say, yes, please.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never tried that before.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh really? Because I pay attention to the music.
Yes.
It's almost distraction for me.
Yeah.
And so what we do, so what we've done is say, okay, just for the 10 minutes while we're just working on our own, sit here if you want music, sit out there if you don't. And so me and one of the other guys go and sit in the other room in the quiet. And then after 10 minutes, when we come back, usually during the study, we turn the music down, but we don't have it off.
Yeah.
It's just low enough that there's something going on.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's very different.
Yes, we are very different.
I'll talk to my co-leader, see if we want to try that. Yeah. So radical.
But I was surprised that people wanted the music on because they're the type of people who, when they study, they put music on, that type of thing. So to get them to read the Bible on their own without music, that was distracting.
Yeah. No, I can imagine.
Yeah.
Do you use Christian music or like just the genre stuff that I was talking about?
We probably should have talked about this before we started recording. No. no, we just use genre stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that works well. I mean, the other things we kind of do is... we want the lighting to be not so bright that it's cold. So you can have a type of lighting that's cold, but not so dark that it puts people to sleep.
Yeah, they need to be able to see their Bibles.
Yeah, that's right. Just that idea of helping people feel comfortable. It's just a really important part
of
the group.
Yeah. Simple helps a lot.
Yeah.
Comfortable in the room.
Mm.
No. Sounds good.
Yeah, and I think the whole idea about using music, if it's loud when people arrive, then you turn it down, it's a good way to transition them into, okay, we're doing this now. Mm. Then when the Bible study's finished, you turn it up again, and it facilitates people hanging around.
Yeah, yeah, I could try that actually. I have never bothered turning the music back on at the end of the night.
Yeah, so turn it up again, and what it communicates is, we're relaxing, we're hanging out, you don't need to leave. With this music off, and you finish Bible study, and say we're done, partly communicates... we're done, off you go. Which you might be wanting anyway.
Well, yeah, I've got to examine my heart there.
Cool.
All right. Thanks, mate. That's helpful.
I'm interested to see what we'll do in a few weeks.
I've learnt some new ideas.
Thanks, Richard.
Thanks, Dave.